Bible to Isaiah. I'm just going to bring a short message. I'm not going to be long-winded today. Everybody said amen?
Amen.
Amen. But I'll say what needs to be said. Amen. My buddy Greg's here from West Virginia. He turns another church in West Virginia. And the thought that came to my heart today is your scripture. Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness of people, but the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. You know, the prophet Isaiah was speaking that approximately 700 years before this birth. Amen? You know, the word of God declares that a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. Amen. And I believe we're in the last day. I believe in all the signs and what's taking place in our world today, we're at the brink of his return. Amen. So this morning I want to speak to you just for a moment out of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 19. The word of God says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And today I want to focus your attention just for a couple minutes to verse number 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. I titled this morning, because just for a title, Star Struck But Not Stuck. We're celebrating the birth at the manger, but let's not get stuck here. You know, everything has already been done and everything has already been completed. And what we operate and move is in the finished work of Calvary. Amen? It's been complete and it's been done. Three things I want to share with you for just a couple moments is the light of the Word, the light of the world, and the light of the worthy. Amen? Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of His Word. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do this day. Father, I pray that you speak through me this morning, Father God. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to the hearers that are gathered here. Father, if there's any here that do not know you to be their Lord and their Savior, may this be the day of their salvation. May each and every one of us be encouraged by you, Father God, and by what's going to take place in this house today. And we'll never cease to give you all praise and all glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. He says here in his word that a light that shineth in a dark place. Now, prophet Isaiah talked about that a lot. And, you know, what I was thinking about was the light of the word. You know, the psalmist says in Psalms 119, and 105, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And when you look at that and you get an understanding of that, can you imagine going on a mountain trail and traveling in dark and with no light? What would take place? You would trip. You would stumble. You would get lost. But God sent his word to be a light unto us, to guide us, and to direct us. Amen? His word says in John chapter 1, beginning with verse number 1, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was the life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. But I love verse 14 where it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. That word became flesh, was born in the manger and lived amongst us. The Logos, the spoken word of God. Amen. And in this time when we're celebrating Jesus, we're celebrating the light of his word. Not only the light of the word, but the light of the world. The light of the world. Jesus said in Matthew 5:14, he said this. He said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." In other words, in this time of the year, we see all the Christmas lights. We see all the Christmas trees. But what's supposed to be shining is the children of God. Amen? That God said, hey, we can't be hid. There's a light inside of us that this world cannot quench or put out. Jesus. The light of the world. It's not my light. It's not your light. It's his light. That's why the Apostle Paul would say in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 6, "For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Amen. Amen. So this is an inward work. This was an inward work. See, we have the light of the word to guide us and direct us. We have the light of the world. That's what Jesus is in us. He's the light. And then I thought about it, and he said, the light of the worthy. And one of the things is this. The word of God declares that he says, "I have chosen you. You haven't chosen me." That God has chosen every last person in this room. That God has a plan in every heart and every life of every last one that's gathered here today. He says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I've ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he give it you." Amen. God wants you to understand something today. Because of Jesus Christ, he counts you worthy. The world makes you think that you're not worthy of anything. That you're not worthy of his love. That you're not worthy of his forgiveness. That you're not worthy of his grace. But Jesus said on the cross of Calvary, "It is finished." Yes. Amen. He said, "It is done." He said, "I purchased that for you. And all you have to do is receive what was given for you." Amen. Amen. Matter of fact, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Excuse my voice. I'm battling a cold. Hallelujah. The word of God says in verse 12 that you would walk worthy of God who have called you unto his kingdom and glory. Amen. You know, when I look at that, I look at what what the apostle John writes, and beloved John, excuse me, in 1 John 1:7. He says, "If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all of our sin." What can make me white as snow? Amen. In other words, what God wants us to get a hold of is, hey, we're walking to the newness of life. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 5:8, you know, and sometimes you were in darkness, but now you're in the light. Walk as children of the light. Amen. What would Jesus say? He says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory." Amen? Amen? What is this season about? This season isn't about what we're getting. We've already received. It's about what we're giving. The world is looking for something different. The church has to be different. Amen. Amen. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And we got to get out of that mindset and let our hearts be in a giving fashion. I'm just speaking along with what we're going to see here in a moment. You know, so we have the light of the word. We have the light of the world. We have the light of the worthy. But in closing today, We'll get ready for the group. I told you I was going to be short. You're going to do it and lie too? Repent. One of the things the Lord spoke to my heart about is just as simple as this. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 13:12, he said, the night is far spent, but the day is at hand. What day? The day of his return. He says, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give me every man according to his work shall be. He said, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. So let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, he said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. It's not difficult. It's not hard. It's just a choice. It's just about saying, hey, Lord, I surrender. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do. With every head bowed and every eye closed in the closing moments of this, not in the closing moments, as we're getting to transition. If you're here today and you do not know Jesus, it's just about inviting him in. The word of God says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in. God won't force himself on you. He's a perfect gentleman. And when he's